This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven past the hour now, the DJV Experience. A warm and wonderful hello, hail hearty hello, from those of us who are on the DJV team. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. The ladies are talking about long torsos. I thought perhaps we ought to figure out what it means. How would you measure a long torso, or describe a long torso versus a short torso?
I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
You can measure with the tape measure.
I don't know the length of my torso, but you could just kind of look at someone and say, oh.
Well, somebody tall is going to have a long torso. Is that what you're suggesting?
Not always, actually.
I have a friend from high school whose legs probably go up to, like, mid-torso on me. And then, I mean, she's tall in general, but her torso is short, and she just has crazy long legs.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, what I'm doing is giving you sort of a little taste of a little teaser of the sort of things you'll hear on our weekly DJV podcast, the blogtalkradio.com/DJV show podcast. You get a weekly shot at what goes on behind the scenes and sometimes a little tickle from what is on the air as well. All kinds of great podcasts. Dr. Ken and I discuss the possibility of being obese and healthy on our Good Day Health podcast, blogtalkradio.com/Good Day Health. You can find all of the various, I have four or five of the nuanced programs that I do in addition to DJV. So we have DJV show at Blog Talk Radio plus our Good Day Health segment, the American Family Farmer, and what am I leaving out? Oh, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, right? We got all those, blogtalkradio.com/Countdown Show, American Family Farmer, Good Day Health. So help yourself to all those experiences as well. Speaking of helping yourself, time for food. I guess food news. Food is very interesting how it's really very obvious, actually. When you consume junk food, your body gets all junked up. You are what you consume. So if you're consuming bad food and you want to change it, just substitute what you ought to for what you substitute what you are desiring to have in your body for the stuff that you are consuming that maybe tastes better or looks better. I'm not sure how you make your choices. Actually, that's a very good question. I ask it of you. How do you make your food choices? I'm going to start with Victoria, as well as having everybody listening think about food choices. How do you make your food choices?
Well, it depends. I mean, it depends on my mood. It depends on how hungry I am. It depends on where I am. I mean, there's so many factors. We've been trying to eat a lot better because we kind of indulged too much this summer, lots of restaurant food and stuff. So we've really been reining it in and cooking at home every night. So right now we're just trying to eat as much healthy stuff as possible, more vegetables and things like that. But that's, I guess that's our main motivation right now, is just to eat better.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer?
I try to cook at home a lot more than when I do. I mean, a lot of what I run into is just a time factor. So my balance is always trying to find something that's good for me, but that's also kind of quick because I don't have a lot of time.
Right.
So, you know, it turns out to be a lot of turkey burgers and vegetables during the week. Poor Jeff, he probably gets bored with that. But, you know, it's just stuff that
I
can do.
Instead of you cooking, he's not as busy as you are. Why doesn't he cook?
He could, and he does. He does cook, but he likes... Here's the problem, is that I can do what he can do, but I do stuff a lot quicker than he
does. Ah. Yeah, that's true.
He's one of those, he's a great chef, but he's one of those chefs that takes a long time and, you know, it's multiple layers. I'm kind of semi-homemade.
Kara, what about you in making choices? You're by yourself, basically, or do you actually eat with your roommate Or you just eat by yourself, eat on your own?
No, I mean, we'll eat dinner together, but we make our own separate things. And we both kind of do the same thing where we'll make something, and then that is supposed to last, you know, a couple days during the week. And then, mm-hmm. so I might make two different dinners during the week, one that'll last the first 3 days, and then one that will hopefully last the next few days. And I guess I try to base it. I generally try to have a meat, like a protein and a vegetable. Sometimes I follow through with that. Sometimes I don't. It kind of depends how tired I am. You know, it's like you always have the good aspirations at the beginning of the week. Like, okay, I'm going to make, I don't know, chicken and broccoli or just, you know, something that is relatively healthy for you. And then later in the week, I'll find myself eating like pasta or maybe I'll go out. So it's hard. Mm-hmm. It's hard to stick with those motivations even when you try to be healthy.
How do you
what
think
about
it's good?
You, Dougie? What do you do?
Yeah, because that's what
you,
I'm curious about.
Yeah, you are like, you're busy like the rest of us, and you're usually one person, so what do you do?
Well, I'm not, normally, often, or most nights, especially lately, Meredith and I have eaten together, and I'll often, depending on what's going on, she'll pick up something that is semi-prepared. Once in a while, she'll make something, but we are pretty simple. There's always a fish component to it. There's a veggie, like when I went into the store the other day, bought some broccoli and some squash, that kind of stuff. And then there's quinoa. She likes that. And I actually have developed a taste for it as well. I can't pronounce it, but I kind of enjoy. I like something that's I don't like cold. We had a cucumber blueberry salad the other night, and it was good. Well, the blueberry part of it wasn't so good, but the cucumber part was really good. And I tend to like that sort of thing. I like, she doesn't eat onions, but I'll chop up an onion from town, or have onions in a salad that I might buy. But it's pretty simple, straightforward fare. And I actually bought some of that coconut ice cream the other day and tried it with the blueberry soup. Didn't I tell you that? I put blueberry soup.
Which I still have many questions about.
Yeah.
Well, it really just tastes like watered down blueberry syrup. That's really kind of what it's not quite so sweet as the blueberry syrup, but it's a. But anyway, the answer to your question is that doesn't happen. Meredith likes to eat earlier, and sometimes I'm not handy by until 7-8 o'clock, so, but I try to get there by 7 o'clock so that we can eat at a reasonable hour. And then by 9 o'clock, we're done. It's over, finished. But in the morning, when I'm on the air, I'm eating fruits. Like I just had blueberries, I had blackberries, I had raspberries, I had some grapes, I had, strawberry, I had a bite of melon and pineapple. And watermelon.
I thought you were cutting back on the sugar.
Well, the sugar in the form of fruit.
Of ice cream.
Still sugar. You need protein.
Well, so what? I don't like protein. I don't eat meat.
That's a problem,
like
though. Everybody needs protein. You can use plant-based protein.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be meat protein.
It's green. The green veggies are normally protein-based.
Mm, no.
Beans would be. You could get protein from beans.
Yeah, beans. Or like pea protein powder that you can make a smoothie out of that.
I have,
fine,
I do. My smoothies are usually protein based. Most of the smoothies I have, I put my Super Bees in them, and I also put protein in them, and I put aloe vera in them, and I put all kinds of stuff in it. But yeah, there's protein. There's always a big scoop of protein in my smoothies, and then the Super Beet stuff helps as well. All of that is good. As a matter of fact, as long as we're talking about that, let's spend a moment. In the food aisle, thinking about what the balance of nature can provide. Matter of fact, what did you say, Victoria? Somebody had asked a question about balance of nature, just how to get there, or what were they asking?
They were asking what the product was that you were saying was great for the immune system.
It is the fruit and vegetable department at Balance of Nature. Go online to balanceofnature.com, and you will see page after page. If you're really interested in how your body works and what this blend of veggies and fruits does for you. It's very interesting. You were just talking about how many fruits I have, and it's all sugar and stuff. There are 16 whole fruits in every single capsule. Bananas, blueberries, cherries, cranberries, grapes, grapefruit, lemon, mango, orange, papaya, pineapple, raspberry, strawberry, and tomato in every capsule that comes in the fruit. There are two jars you get when you order from Balance of Nature to enhance your immune system by 700%. So you go to balanceofnature.com, and it explains all of these fruits that are there as far as veggies are concerned. Broccoli, cabbage, carrot, cauliflower, peppers, celery, garlic, kale, onion, mushrooms, soybeans, spinach, wheatgrass, yam, and zucchini. So you get some of that in both capsules. You have the fruit capsules that you take and the veggie capsules. You take one a day, and you stay on the program for a month, and your immune system will be through the roof. And that's really all you have to know. Balance of Nature, they're an exciting company. They say that once you get on the program, you'll notice a difference in a month, but it takes about 120 days to regenerate red blood cells and to have them. They're the key. The red and the white blood cells are obviously the key to your immune system. So if you want better overall health, as the lady who queried Victoria wants, she wants to know, you want to know, here's the answer to your question. How do you do it? You go to balanceofnature.com. You'll get the first month of these capsules free using the code DJV. Okay? Balanceofnature.com enhances your immune system 700%. You get them at balanceofnature.com free for the first month. Use the code DJV.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
With great deals on laptops at Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence that with your new laptop, you'll lap the competition. The confidence to know your tech will be up to date, no matter what today's date is. The confidence to score hot new laptops and replace the ones that literally smoke. Everything your business needs for less at Staples. Now an HP Pavilion laptop with Intel Core i5 processor is $469.99, a savings of $170. Staples, it's pro time. Expires 9/23/17.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, back to the food news here on the DJV Experience. If you are one who loves advent calendars, food advent calendars, chocolate-filled advent calendars, remember those when you were a kid? Now there's a grocery store chain, Jennifer, launching a wine advent calendar to get everybody excited for the holidays.
You can keep your nasty chocolate. Give me my wine.
This is a box filled with 24 mini bottles of reds, whites, rosés, and bubbly. I'm guessing that's champagne, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Total of the equivalent of 6 full bottles. The wine calendar, which is decked out with holiday-themed illustrations, available at the Aldi stores in England. What about the Aldi stores here?
Yeah, come on.
I don't think it's going to launch in time over here, but Aldi just launched their rosé that people have been talking about throughout England. It's an $8 bottle of rosé that's in blind taste tests, got the silver medal at the Academy of Wine Awards. Yeah. And it's now it just launched. I think it's today or yesterday. Now it's in Aldi stores in the US and it's expected to sell out too. But I will be trying to track some down just to taste it.
I really want to go to Aldi.
Have you guys been yet? Have you been to an Aldi store yet?
There's one down on the shore that I go to.
I don't find
that
they're just another low-end, like, warehouse store. I don't see the...
It's a regular grocery store.
Yeah, in our area, it's a grocery store, but it has all the boxes you get on the shelves. It's not set out. It's as you dig the stuff out of a box. Whatever it is that you want.
Okay.
That's what we have. That's what the one is.
I've never seen one like that before. Everything around here, we've got a bunch of them in the area, and they're just all, everything is on the shelf. Like you know, it's smaller than your typical grocery store.
Yeah, it's a smaller store. Yep.
But everything is set out. You don't have to dig for anything.
Mm-hmm. I think, is there really need for one more of those stores? Aren't they just like the big box stores that are selling...
This one's, I mean, it's got healthy options, right? Isn't it more similar to Trader Joe's than a grocery store?
I didn't see that. No one I would...
Yeah, it's more...
And it's not in bulk. Like the big box stores.
Maybe you were at Costco, Dougie.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jennifer. 21 after the hour.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The stupidity of how when you use Google to try to find something, in my mind there is a telephone song that I can't quite remember the number to. It was a pop song when I was a kid. And this GD, every time I go into this thing, it sends me someplace else, and then it sends me somewhere else, and then it sends me someplace else. So there's no way of me finding the answer to my question. I want to take this stuff and chuck it out the window when I have that experience. So there's my anger quotient taken care of. Thank you very much.
Still no idea what you're mad at.
I know.
I can't find. I've gone in. I put in my search bar songs with telephone numbers.
Oh,
so
okay.
What I got back was some stupid thing from Phone by Google.
Is
and locate anybody's phone number. And then songs with telephone numbers in them, rate them, and I click on that, and it's just, it's,
gosh.
It, oh my
is
God.
Is it 6060842?
No.
The B-52's one?
The first thing that popped up when I Googled that is the 10 most famous musical phone number songs.
Okay, how come mine doesn't do that?
I don't know.
That's an important question, yeah.
I think we got to get you on a Mac. I think you've got too many ads popping in and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it's all ad stuff.
Changing, yeah.
Nuts. Okay, so here's the real reason we're playing this song. The song 800-273-8255, which doubles as the phone number for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, hit the new Hot 100 milestone this week, breaking the record for the highest charting song with a phone number in its title. comes at the end of an era for a previous record holder, Tommy Two Tone's 1981 song, 8675309, Jenny, which you just heard. But there was one before that that I was trying to find, and I can't find it. Maybe you ladies have run across it. But what's the significance, then, of this song? Is it just the fact that it's the number for National Suicide Prevention Lifeline? And cause, was there a reason for them using this number in particular, because they wanted in the song to send people there for help?
Yeah, well, you know, I watched an interview with Logic, who wrote the song, and he had said that, you know, he'd heard from lots of fans about other songs that he'd written, you know, and I think artists hear this all the time where someone says, that song you wrote saved my life, or, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. So he thought, this is amazing. I wasn't even trying to save anyone's life. What would happen if I wrote an album that specifically aimed at saving people's lives?
Mm-hmm.
And so he performed this at the VMAs with Alessia Cara, and it was a huge hit, and I personally love this song. It's hip-hop, but I think it's a great hit, and it's, you know, across all radio stations now, so...
Does it help, is the question.
I think so.
Sounds like a public service message.
Apparently it has, because the suicide prevention hotline has spiked in calls because of this song, so...
Good. So that's a great public service, amongst other things. A way to make a couple of bucks and also to help.
I had no idea what the number was before, and now I have it memorized just because I know the name of the song, which I think could... I hope I never have to use it, but it could be helpful for someone someday.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the essence of a great thought. A help. It's a good way to make a couple of bucks for these people, but it's also a help. So good. The number again... is 800-273-8255. 8255 is talk. 800-273-8255.
How'd you know that?
Gee. Must have done a talk program from...
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%, APR 3.67%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fourth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256.
Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
At the hour now, DJV show. I'm Doug. Is Jennifer, Victoria, Kara? Many times I have been accused of being an interrupter in my life. Not necessarily, well, on the air I've been accused of it, but I've been accused of it in my private life as well. So I'm, especially being surrounded by these three wonderful women, I'm trying to be careful, or I'm trying to think about what happens in a conversation. Meredith sent me something that I thought was poignant, and I sometimes I always wonder, well, is there a message in here for me? The global phenomenon of men interrupting women in conversation. I would admit, especially in terms of what I am like in conversation with a person that I would care about, what happened before I really became, she made me very conscious of how I used to be. In other words, I was talking and I would keep talking. And I'd consider that a conversation. Not a conversation, But she would say to me, because she speaks in shorter sentences and communicates in shorter bursts than do I. So I'll have a conversation and go on and on and on about something, and then, you know, she might have three words to say, and then I might react to it and go on and on and on and on and on. And so, you know, she would just give up trying to have a conversation because I was talking. And then when I thought about it, when she brought it to my attention, and I thought, geez, what the heck? And then, you know, you get into the whole phenomenon of being on the radio and no dead air, and so you keep things going because you're not supposed to have what we call in the business dead air. But it has spilled over into my own life, and now I'm trying to be conscious of it as well on the air because I have Victoria and Jennifer and Kara, need to listen to them. There was a study done that she sent me, an academic study, that determined that being interrupted, talked over, and basically shut down or chastised for speaking out is a universal experience by women all around the world. And the men who are with the women, especially in business, but in relationships as well, this study was about women in the workplace, but it, I think, does happen in communication circumstances. So I use myself as an example with the three of you, but I'd be interested to know how you, if you've ever felt that way, whether it was with me or a man that was close to you or a group of men. Jennifer, you work with a lot of men at the CRN headquarters in Los Angeles. You and your dad run the business. And then there are, I'm sure, Victoria, where you were working at Sirius. There are many more men over there than there are women.
Mm-hmm.
And, Kara, I don't know that much about the work that you did before you came here, so I don't know what you've encountered, but it's certainly a boys' world there at Radio America. Are you the only, one other woman that does what you do there, right?
No, some of the overnight people are women, and then in the veteran side of things, there are plenty of women over there, but as far as actual in radio, I'm the only one.
Yeah, okay. So how does that fare, Kara, with you? How well do you communicate or do you feel heard when you're talking to the people that you're working with?
Fine. I think that I have lots of respect among my coworkers on the radio side. I think the engineers respect that I am here by myself a lot of the time in the morning and am able to figure out things on my own. Mm-hmm. I've been told many times, or at least quite a few times, that I'm one of the better board ops here, and
I can tell you unequivocally you're the best one I've ever worked with, and I've been there for 20 years.
I get much respect because I am able to multitask and keep an eye on the levels, mm-hmm. and all of that, and I know some other people don't. So it's, yeah, I think that I've never had an issue working with, working with a large group of guys here.
Okay. All right, Victoria, what about you and your experience, your broadcast experience or personal experience?
You know, in broadcast, there are so many more men than women in radio, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. When I first started out, I was a top 40 DJ, and I was pretty much the only girl then, and there were some moments where there were definitely some older guys who were kind of the know-it-alls, and, you know, and they didn't necessarily talk over just me, they talked over everybody.
Uh-huh.
So it was just, you couldn't, you know, it was only their way of thinking, and that was it, and I think that might be a generational thing, but after that, though, I've sort of been more in the female end of radio, so I think I haven't really had that experience. I have friends who work in finance, which is also heavily male dominated, and they've definitely had meetings and been in situations where they just can't get their voice heard, and men just kind of dismiss them and talk right over them. So it does still happen, but again, those aren't guys that are our age, those are the older generation.
Right. What about you and Lewis when you're having your conversation?
He'll tell you like can't get a word in.
Safe then. It's safe. All right, Jennifer. You and your father, I know the dynamic there. Your father listens to you, but I don't know if he always has listened to you. And maybe I would ask, because you're in a different place as the boss, the men who are working there, with the exception of your father. But your father's not that type anyway. He's pretty inclusive. But the guys that are working there, They listen to you. I mean, every place I've ever been with you, you're always the one who commands the most respect. So I can't imagine this is a problem there either, but has it ever been a problem with you?
Well, I mean, I would say that there are some instances where I feel like it's definitely a boys' club and that you have to sort of pick your moments. But I think one thing that I'm good at is finding the right moment to sort of command back to what I need to say. I think the worst feeling in the world, and I've had it in working and having obviously a personal relationship with my dad and with some other men in the work environment, people just aren't hearing you right. And when you're trying to communicate something that you think is clear and people just somehow aren't getting it, I think that can be incredibly frustrating. And I think sometimes that's just the difference between how a male brain works and how a female brain works. And we go, well, we're saying this. Why aren't you hearing it? I think that's one of the most frustrating things on the planet, actually, when you feel kind of misunderstood, I guess would be the right way. But I'm pretty fortunate. I haven't had to deal with it too much in my life.
I feel like Kara and I have that, all three of us have that moment sometimes with Doug, when we're all trying to say something that we think is really clear, and he's misinterpreting or thinking that we're, you know, somehow teasing him or something. I think that we definitely cross wires too with you.
Well, it would be if I thought you were criticizing me in a general conversation, that wouldn't happen. But if I feel like you're attacking me or you're criticizing me, I'm very sensitive to that.
Yeah.
I do. I shut down.
Yeah.
And that's my history going back to when I was a kid. I still haven't shaken it yet.
Yeah, and it's not just with Doug. I think this happens with a lot of, you know, relationships with women and men, where women are much more, I don't know if detail-oriented is the word, but just there's, like, you notice so many more things, like smaller things that need to be done. And I know in a lot of women's personal lives, there's this whole thing where it's like, you know, men think that they're doing the equal share of the work, but they don't realize that behind the scenes, women are doing 20 other things that they don't even think about doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that in the workplace, too, where women are sometimes, and it's not even a bad thing necessarily, but asked to do things that you wouldn't even think to ask a man. Like I was sitting in the studio the other day doing work. And I walk out in the hallway and all the other guys are sitting around, you know, talking about work-related things, but they're kind of in a circle talking, and that's fine. But Rich asked if I could come in his office, and I didn't know what it was for, and I came in and he had his blinds open, and he had three samples of different colored blinds, and he was asking if I could identify which one was the right color, because he had accidentally put them all together and he wasn't sure anymore. So it was just interesting to me. It's little things like that, and like I said, it's not a bad thing, but it's just more things that women are asked to do.
Good to see Richard still working hard.
Yeah. Where I'm the one sitting in the studio doing something and no one else is actively doing anything, but I was the one who was asked to come in because I guess I'm a woman and I have, you know, and it's true, I do pay more attention to detail, because if they had brought a guy in, he probably would have been like, they're all the same color. Because most guys I know are like, it's beige. I was able to hold it up and say, okay, well, this one is more yellowy, this one's more white, but it's just, it's an interesting difference.
Isn't it really fascinating to get the different ways that when I listened to you say that yesterday, I sent a quick text to Meredith that we have, there's a little sort of a walkway that goes over the brook on my farm here. And then there's a little bridge, and last year was in need of paint. So I saw some red paint around. I said, okay, how about we paint it red? And she didn't like it. So I said to her, it needs to be painted again. What color did you like? And she said, white. And I don't remember her saying white before. I just remember her now. She just sent me a note saying that I interrupted you, Kara. What the heck were... How did I interrupt you? I'm trying to remember what...
Did you?
I just know you did. You always did.
Yeah.
I didn't notice. There are times that I notice, but this time I did not, so I'm fine with it.
She's very tuned into that sort of thing.
I think it's much easier to hear sometimes if you are in the outside perspective.
Yeah.
I didn't notice. It seemed like part of the conversation, whatever you said, so...
But the whole... Our conversation here is built on bringing you awareness. That's the people who have relationships, whether it's at work, whether it's friendships, whether it's love relationships, these are all, this kind of a conversation is aimed at helping you understand, or perhaps hear in a conversation, how it works. And if I interrupted Kara, that's a perfect example of what we were talking about. But you see, I'm not even aware of it. And it was Meredith who taught me this a couple of years ago. Basically, I'm not aware of it because I was brought up in a circumstance where I had to fight to be heard as a kid. But when I'm on the radio, I need to be, the boss used to say, no dead air. So I make sure there's no dead air. And sometimes I'm rattling on about things. Not that what I have to say isn't important. Of course, everything that comes out of my mouth is important, isn't it, ladies? Yes.
Oh, yes. Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So one of the reasons that I went down the street is because Ruth Bader Ginsburg was speaking to law students at Georgetown University yesterday about her work in a number of ways. The ostensible idea was to discuss women's rights cases. But she also talked about being on the Supreme Court with all the men and what it was like when they had their meetings. And I got to believe that it's pretty much the same sort of thing as what we're talking about here. Even though she's highly regarded and respected, it's, you know, it's getting, fighting to get her words in. It's just, is it a cultural thing? Is it an age thing? Is it something that's male versus female? Do women interrupt? I mean, I've heard lots of conversations where women interrupt other women. It's okay for women to interrupt women, but if men interrupt them,
well, men interrupt men all the time.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I just from my own, you know, anecdotal experience, there is a generational thing where I think maybe guys who are our age were raised with women who had maybe stronger voices or were women who were more encouraged.
My mother
to
had
their
no
voices.
Voice. No voice.
Yeah.
None. Zero. And my sisters were not allowed much of a voice either. In our household. Now, that's the first time I ever thought about it like that. Thank you, Victoria. Never thought about it like that before. But the women in my house, as I grew up, had no voice. None, zero.
But you said you just felt like you didn't have a voice either.
Well, I don't think I did. But it wasn't, I don't know that it affected me the same way. I found my voice in a strange way by going down the road that I did, as it, you know, psychologically. If you were to examine why I became a radio person, maybe we would find one of the reasons that I decided to do it was, or that I wanted to do it, is because I wanted to be heard. And I wasn't heard at home, so go someplace where lots of people will hear you.
Yeah, and you know, I think it's gotten better in some respects, but I think you still see it in a lot of places. Like, I'll watch videos of sports recaps, and if there's a female commentator, a lot of the time you'll see in the comments that, you know, people say that they wish that person would just stop talking, or they think the voice is annoying.
You don't have to go there. You can go to our Facebook page. There, I just interrupted, Kara, excuse me. You can go to our Facebook page, or you can go to our social media page, and people take shots at the three of you all the time. About things, mostly, but I guarantee you that the shots come from old guys.
I think there's just some deep-seated thing where people find women's voices less credible or annoying if it doesn't matter what you're saying.
I think it's actually that women's voices are different. I mean, I love listening to women in broadcasting, but not every woman has a soothing voice. And I think men are actually able to do this job a little bit more easily because their voice is a little lower and a little more bassy. And I think it's just a physical difference, don't you think? How many women...
Sorry, we're all interrupting each other.
No, but I think you're right, Jen. I mean, there, especially when I watch sports with Lewis, some of the girls have a lower resonance in their voice, and I think that they just come across in an easier way to listen to them. And then some of them have super annoying, like, I don't know, high-pitched or just annoying even to my ears. I'll listen to someone and just go, oh, God, get that voice off. It's just, there's just a different tone. And, I think there's a big difference in that voice against women.
Get these voices off the air. It's time for a commercial.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
A Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
After the hour now, time for us to visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. You can listen to our excerpts. Matter of fact, there's a great podcast right now, blogtalkradio.com/goodday health, where Dr. Ken and I discuss the possibility of being obese. Can you be obese and healthy? That'll get into the research, and then we'll have more. We actually update the Ken experience at blogtalkradio.com/goodday health with a podcast every week. And one of the things that we do is focus on some of these big stories that are in the journals, the medical journals, the medical news. Ken dissects the impact of them and how they affect you. He's a cardiologist, so the e-cigarettes and your heart is probably a good place for us to start here, Ken, at least in this part of the report.
Absolutely. Journal of the American Heart Association this week, Doug, nicotine and e-cigarette vapor may cause adrenaline levels to spike in the heart, potentially increasing the risk of heart attack and sudden cardiac death. Electronic cigarettes have been promoted as a healthier alternative to tobacco cigarettes because they deliver vastly lower levels of carcinogens. But e-cigarettes, Doug, still could pose a threat to health because of the nicotine that the devices typically deliver.
Really? So, what do you tell your patients who are smokers and they come to you and they say, okay, Dr. Ken, I'm going to use an e-cigarette. Do you tell them to use something else to quit smoking?
I do encourage it, but if that's the only option we have, then I just encourage that to be a short-term bridge to nothing.
Short-term bridge to nothing. No help there. Don't do it.
Well, so. A short-term bridge to no nicotine.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. There are other options. It seems like cold turkey, the studies show, is the most effective. Intuitively, mm-hmm. you wouldn't think that, but there's certainly a number of drugs. There's hypnosis. There's psychotherapy. There's a lot of ways to get off it. But you have to first have the desire to get off.
Yeah, right. I remember my father smoked for a while, and one day he just said, I don't want to do this, and he stopped.
And that's
my mother smoked.
Effect.
You know, at that is the era of the generation. I don't know whether your folks smoked.
Same thing. My parents both were smokers. They both decided, especially my father, I'm stopping, I'm off. Yeah. And then my mother got off it.
Yeah, my mother never could, and it killed her at the age of 50. But that's, you know, that's how strong that stuff is.
They both stopped in the early 60s. You know, that generation, everybody smoked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody smoked. Everybody smoked.
The doctors smoked.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. Okay. Let's talk about this weight loss surgery. And many people take it because they're concerned about their heart, their blood pressure, that sort of thing. I've known people who had this surgery a number of years ago where I remember one person that I knew well had it done, and she was told that the fat would never come back. Well, it did. And I wonder if that has changed with the, you see these ads all the time for get rid of your fat with this surgery or that surgery. Does it work? Can it work?
Exactly. This is some good news. New England Journal of Medicine just this week. Obesity surgery, Doug, can have long-lasting effects on weight and the risk of developing type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure. That's the headline out of this study. A type of obesity surgery, it's called gastric bypass. We've all heard of it. We know works in the short term. Patients typically lose a lot of weight, and obesity-related health problems can be prevented or even cured. But the new findings reported this week show that the benefits are still apparent. Are you ready? 12 years later.
Really?
Gastric bypass, it does have risks, and it's considered a last resort after other weight loss attempts have failed.
What are the risks?
The risks include blood clots, infection, bleeding. There's also a risk of nutrient deficiencies, so patients need to take prescribed supplements, Doug.
You'd think if somebody was specializing in this, there wouldn't be a worry about it being complicated.
Well, the death risk is about the same as hip surgery, hip replacement, in a well-qualified person who you just described.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk about well-qualified. Let's talk about something. Ken's very well qualified to talk about the benefits of Superbeats, so the floor is yours for 30 seconds, Ken.
This is wonderful, my sweet spot, a natural product that has good evidence behind it, that it's safe and effective. Nobel Prize-winning research, nitric oxide, discovered 1988, the Nobel Prize 1999. We all need it to help the blood vessels relax, let the oxygen get in and circulate through, help the blood pressure stay down. You need continuously to remake nitric oxide. You need the building blocks. There are two great products Neogenes has. Neo 40 helps to get the maintenance up, and Superbeats gives you a big boost. Doug will tell you how to get them.
Go to 800-655-4183 and order a full month supply free with your first order. 800-655-4183.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.